Unit 4. Lesson 4. Exercise 3.
Let's talk about the Goldwater grant, Jenny. Everyone seems to have different ideas about how to spend the money. What's your opinion?
Well, I'd like to do something about the gardens. They're in a terrible mess at the moment, a real eyesore. And they're the first thing people see when they visit the hospital. It doesn't make a very good impression. We need to get an expert to landscape the gardens, then employ full-time gardeners to look after them.
You're right, of course. The gardens are in a dreadful state. But it'll probably cost quite a lot to have them landscaped and then employ gardeners. I don't have precise figures, but I'd say it'd probably use up over half of the grant.
Maybe, but the gardens are very important for patients. It's where they go to recuperate from operations, and where they take their friends and relatives for a chat. It's important to have beautiful, well-cared-for gardens. When you're sick, you appreciate that sort of thing. And when you're getting better, you spend a lot of time in them.
I think we need to look at the implications of that choice, Jenny. If we spend the money on the gardens, I don't think the Boston Medical Foundation will be very pleased. They'll want us to spend the grant on up-to-date equipment. They're very keen for us to get a new scanner. They think it'll greatly improve our treatments.
I see what you mean.
Another thing to think about if we spend the money on the gardens is that it could have an effect on other projects.
Ah, you're thinking of research, I imagine.
Exactly. It might have a big impact on research. We wouldn't have enough money to hire a new research assistant, and that's something we've wanted to do for a long time.
That's a thought, I must say. What angle do you think the local newspaper would have if we spent some money on the gardens?
My guess is that they wouldn't like it. They'd say we were betraying the principles of the hospital, you know, that money should be spent on low-income patients.
Well, we have to make a choice, that's for sure. Talking of principles, I wonder what Edgar Dowling would have done with the money.
Somehow, I don't think he'd have spent it on the gardens. He preferred to spend money on medical care and the latest equipment. You know, Jenny, I think we need to think this through. We need to listen to people, get their opinions, then make up our minds. Our decision must be in the interests of patients and the hospital.
Absolutely. That's the best way forward.
I'll be talking to Diana Marsden sometime this weekend. She's chief surgeon at Boston State. I'll see what she has to say. I respect her opinions a lot.
Good idea.
And next week, say Wednesday or Thursday, we can meet, look at the options, and make a decision.